Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are participating in this program, please press 1 so that I know that you are here for the program. Make sure that you are pressing 1 so you can be seen and be heard, and I will come around and make sure that I check you and do all this good stuff. We're on a nice lovey-dovey move. We're going to keep it smooth for you until we get to the thing, and we're going to turn it up a little bit for you. This is a For Real Entertainment Network sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? RuPaul bracelet out, $25, hit that man up, Cash App, PayPal, all that good stuff. It happens. Get your bracelet, it's magnetic, it does all kinds of stuff, it lines your chakras, good stuff, all right? Make sure you check us out. You're here on The Hidden Show, The Hidden Radio Show to be exact, here on the Pippi Radio Universe. I am your host, Mahami. Please press 1, and we will be with you in a short second.
silly and feeling fun.
Don't be afraid of thinking like you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are. And believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Try to get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. Stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. Talking, baby. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, damn, my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her ass a Lex. Paid it off cash, so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on an ex. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set.
Ladies and gentlemen, problems with this phone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the 50 Radio Presents the Hidden Radio Show. I am your host, Mojave, a.k.a. Hot Rux, the teddy bear. Tonight we are going to do something that's also important but also very dope. It's called OPP. other people's poetry. Tonight, you will have the opportunity to read a piece from a poet who inspired you, share a poet's pieces that might have lightened up your day, gave you light and darkness. It's about celebration of that poet and those words that they spit that you admire. Shout out to Tita Shaw for writing the Calling All Poets, Spoken Word Artists, Wordsmith, Literary Linguist, Poet Novices. Tonight, join your host, me, Vivian Whitty University, to come with another open mic edition of OPP, Other People's Poetry. All right, now, tonight is a special night because we are doing some team activities for Epiphany Radio Universe. We are switching poems, that's right. We are flipping out them out. Hold on. We're switching them out. We're doing all kinds of extra things that are going to be different just for y'all. And then we're going to encourage you guys to bring in your favorite poet to read. So let's get to the stated time of communication and make this happen. Now, if you're participating, make sure that you press 1. So that we know that you're here, all right? We're going to be doing some amazing things. So here on Epiphany Radio, people are going to become other people. We're switching it up. We're doing something different, and it's going to be pretty amazing because haven't you ever wondered what it would sound like, what your poetry would sound like if someone you know or heard before in their voice, you know? And sometimes poetry in different voices changes the whole way of poems that you might participate in. So tonight is that, along with some amazing poets coming in and doing some people. I see you. Make sure that you press 1 that I see you so I understand exactly where you're at. All right, this is what I'm talking about. All right, and we're just going to run straight through, and we're going to start it off. So, ladies and gentlemen, one half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, one of my favorite, I like to call her the Soulstress because, you know, she get down into soul, talk to you, do all kinds of stuff, and her laugh is infectious. When she laughs, everything is all good. She makes you feel good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you to La Pearl La Negra, or should we call you, essentially, Zanice? What should we do?
Well, I am trying to honor her piece. I hope I do it justice, but I'm still La Pearl La Negra.
All right, so La Pearl La Negra is becoming essentially Zanice. So, are you ready?
Whew.
The mic is yours.
Yeah, I'm ready. Thank you. This is called Cadence. Your fingertips graze my lips tentatively. The moment a sigh escapes me, shaking, a flutter. Stirred as your gaze caresses, traces the curve of this smile softly growing, a knowing intensity mounts with patience. And words tempt me when whispered, as pearls falling from my neck, captured and nestled by my breath. Your eyes hold so many questions, one for each button I unfasten. Slowly bearing to me the strength I knew long before now. Resting my head on your heart as anticipation courses, rises, and brings me to a pause for you as our lips touch. Your whispers blending with mine just as I knew they would, as your firm assurance is revealed. Held here in my hand, guiding you to me, lightly brushing the warmth of my promise to envelop you in silken pleasure. So immerse, love, and fill me completely. Grasp my hips as I arch to receive you, but then slowly withdraw. Slip your fingers inside me. Make me wait just a few moments more, with fingertips moist with desire. Let me taste where you've been as you take me again, rising and falling in perfect rhythm, capturing cries of pleasure with kisses, feeling my breath, drawing me into your being, inhaling my wishes, tumbling from the crest of a wave, shaking, quivering, finding relief, diverging and filling, falling into each other's arms, completely faded. For now, rest at peace.
Pearla Negra, channeling Centuries on East. That was amazing.
Thank you.
And speaking of which, you know, we're gonna match this pair up. So I'm bringing Centuries on East, the newest member of the Epiphany Radio Universe. Centuries on East, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you two?
I happen to be in
fine.
Well, thank you. I just heard some excellent work read. Bella Pearla Negra. It's getting a little hot and steamy here, but you know it's only good if I return the favor to make sure that you're in here. So what I'm gonna do since you know she had one half, you got the other half. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna let you read. And
okay.
I'm gonna mute La Pearla Negra, put y'all back into the thing. And we're gonna start from there. So are you ready? La Pearla Negra, I'm gonna put you back in the queue. And since she's on
okay.
The mic is yours.
All right. The title of this piece is Comprehension. There is no other heart like mine in this world. This is why I can always see sun shining through when pain is raining down on me. Because I just know my smile is still at the end of another rainbow. Angels tell me secrets, and sometimes I've ignored those whispers to my heart. I've walked through fields of heartbreak and sorrow, but my smile still resides in love. So, for each storm of a lesson, I discover a new piece of me and where it fits in my story, and there are millions of shattered pieces. I thought I'd never find where to start, but with each piece of me fitted, 1,000 wishes have been granted. My story is created from pain, but my strength, well, I wield that from love and peace.
Can't see myself with no one else.
sorry, my phone is acting funny. Nanice, are you there?
I'm here.
That was pretty amazing. In fact, let's do this real quick. So let me ask this question, and let me cut this down a little bit further. So, ladies, how did it feel to have your piece read in two different voices?
Yo, girlfriend, you did that. Oh, my God. That was the first time I heard any of my work done by somebody else, and you did a beautiful job.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, I truly
appreciate that.
This is my favorite piece of yours. This is literally my
really?
Favorite piece of yours. So I was so excited when you sent me this. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all both sounded crazy amazing. We just getting started. Hold on.
We just
got up on the horse right now. We about to ride out.
Okay.
All right. So let me put y'all back in the queue. I'm gonna put y'all back in the queue. Alright, and we're gonna move forward. But yo, that was amazing. I'm so glad. OPP, everybody, OPP. We just started out. Let's go. Alright. Now we're gonna move on to the man with the plan. He's on vacation right now, but he took the moment out to come hang out with his people, the station manager, the bad man himself, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. Poetic, also known as Van Metals. Van Metals, are you there?
I'm here, good brother. I am here, brother. How you feeling?
You are here. Okay. That's good. So I'll be ready. I'll be prepared.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
All right. Well, I'm a cut this music. Mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
This piece is titled "The Fire Within Her Eyes." I remember when we first met. Her eyes intertwined with mine and my mind, and it was as if heavenly harps played a tune in which only my ears could hear. Yet we were still so far away, even though we were near. Time passed by so many times, my mind said speak, but my lips felt weak and I couldn't understand why. But on this day, I found the courage to simply say hello. So much more my soul wanted to bellow. I wanted to tell her how the sparkle in her eyes held my attention. I wanted to mention how her walk hypnotized me, and I wanted to walk behind her through every step. How her smile erased the memories of every time my heart wept, but quiet these thoughts were kept, and all could utter was a simple hello. She stood there, just a little over 5 foot tall, but her presence made me feel so small as I trembled in fear of what she would say in return. My heart was racing. I felt continued pacing, but only in my mind, because in reality they never moved, and I'm glad they didn't, because if they did, I wouldn't have heard her say, "About time you spoke to me." From that day forward, it was her and I. Roses caught in mid-bloom could never explain the beauty of emotions of which we were consumed. We viewed life through eyes no longer hidden by disguise, and when we were together, the sands of time stood still because the bond was so deeply rooted it seemed unreal. If only the world could feel what I felt, warming sensations that could make the largest of icebergs melt. And it all came from her fire of angelic beauty that burned inside. You could see the flames dancing within her eyes. Nevertheless, it was as if we spent day after day in competition of who loved who the best. Hanging on to each and every syllable spoken as if life began within our breath and together we breathe. I remember when we conceived. We birthed through the soul ties, a promise to never tell our souls lies, because love was built upon something different. We longed for something different. Though we traveled one another's erogenous zones, we found ourselves trapped inside a love zone. Without worry, we dove into the abyss that most people seem to miss by placing opinions above emotions. Love was an ocean, and together we decided to die and be born again within the waters deep. Now I lay me down to sleep, awakened from a dream that seemed so real, searching for the one that could truly make me feel all I felt inside, the state of fantasy that just teased me with what my heart has been needing. eyes now bleeding, with each drop pleading for this beautiful scene of a dream to replace this nightmare of reality and actuality. This dream can become true and prove all doubts to be lies. It's about finding she who holds the fire of love within her eyes. Written by Mr. Metaphoria. In peace.
I don't know what just happened. I don't know what just happened. It's cutting up. My phone is cutting up crazy, but that was amazing. That was simply amazing. I'm trying to find, I don't know where Dave is though. I don't know, Dave. If you're here, you gotta let me know you're here, because I don't know the number, and everybody knows I'm horrible at reading numbers. But all right, hold on for a second. All right, hold on. Wait a second. I think I got it. Wait a second. All right, hold on. So, how'd you feel about reading that piece, man?
Oh man, it was amazing. I felt like he was writing really for me, and not one of his own pieces, because that was so deep and so emotional and just so real, and yet it was tied to a dream, but it could be reality. Oh man, his wordplay in there, and it was just so deep and so heartfelt. And then, you know me, my pieces are never that long, so that was a challenge. Reading that piece, and I'm honored and humbled that he gave me that piece to recite for him. So that was, amen. It felt good. I loved that piece.
Man, that was some dope. And actually, your voice, like, it's just different. Like, it's really different. Like, and you know, Dave's cadence and voice and breath is so completely different from yours. It's really crazy. And you made it your own piece, which is dope. So we gonna wait for Dave to come on, but in the meantime, we gonna move forward. Brother, I'm going to put you back into the queue, and we're going to move forward until Dave gets here, and then we'll bring him in. All right?
Perfect. All right, my brother.
Perfect. Dope piece. Really, really dope. I love the way you read that.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. So that, ladies and gentlemen, that was Van Meadows channeling his inner Mr. Metaphoria. And we're going to go from that to the master of the music, C-34 Music. What is good?
What is good, Mojave? What is good with you?
We're trying to get my phone to stick together, because my phone is doing some kinds of stuff. Probably when you read, I'm going to have to tape up the ends or something. It's not working with me. It's really not working with me.
I know Poetic's got the hookup on that.
All right, most deaf. But what poet are you honoring this evening, sir? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
You dropped off.
Oh, yeah, that's... Well,
I'm going to just sit there and just see what's going to go on, because you dropped off again, my brother.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. So what poet are you honoring this evening, sir?
I will be honoring the one and only Rebel P. Jones.
Okay, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. This piece is called The Measures of a Man. You see, the measures of a man is not by how many landmarks he raised his legs on for ownership's claim, or the amount of dead faces on paper that have transferred from transactions made in business fashions, but the everlasting teachings and messages that mold our future generations to make positive, dramatic changes to this current broken, deranged state we call it living. But when you really step out of the madness just for a moment, it's so easy to see. It's a prison that we work so furiously hard to keep in existence and then pay a tax to keep the slave-driving program living. Makes sense if you're the ones benefiting from a signified title of elite class in a society that has no idea of the manipulative game they partake in, led by some semi-rich assholes that think they found power and wealth in politics. The measures of a man.
Okay, I'm sorry, people. I had to switch phones because my phone has decided to not work all of a sudden. Can everybody hear me? Dan, yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, bro.
You can hear me?
Yeah, you sound good.
All right, good. You know, jury rigged. Apparently, my headset decided to do something different, which is very interesting, so... I'll just operate from here using the other controls, just using this as the voice piece.
Sorry, CW dropped. It's his call dropped. He's back, though.
He's back? Okay.
Yeah, he's back.
So let's run this back. Let's run it back. All right, hold on. Let me open up your mic. My bad, CW34. You ready? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was about to go at the Blog Talk lady and go up and slam jam both of them, but I didn't want to mess up my $20,000 chinchilla fur coat.
All right, so check this out. I'm going to be operating from here, so listen, I want you to run your poem back. I'm sorry. Forgive me for that. My headset decided to have something different going on with it, so I'll be just going to rock out like this. All right?
All right, brother.
All right,
I'm
going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. The measures of a man. You see, the measures of a man is not how many landmarks he raised his legs on for ownership's claim, or the amount of dead faces on paper that has transferred from transactions made in business fashions, but the everlasting teaching and messages that mold our future generations to make positive changes to this current broken, deranged state. We call it living. But really, when you step out of the madness just for a moment, it's so easy to see it's a prison that we work so furiously hard to keep in existence and then pay a tax to keep the slave driving program living. Makes sense if you're the one benefiting from the signified title of elite class in a society that has no idea of the manipulative game they partake in, led by some semi-rich assholes that think they found power and wealth in politics. The measure of a man is set by the wisdom he bestows upon his seeds of his creator and self, how high he holds his queen, and how much understanding he has of her depths. The measure of a man are defined by what he does with his divine given gift and how he tells his story as the ink one day begins to drift and the paint begins to dry and the words no longer need sung when the songs of him one day may play. C-34 Music reciting, Rubber P. Jones, the writer. In peace.
Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it. Boss. I pay the cost. Ooh, gon' take it all.
Take it all.
I record, then I ball.
Then I ball.
I ignored a lot of calls. You ain't talking about nothing, I ain't got no time. Got that Donetto on my mind. Oh, I got real problems just like you. Tell that bitch I don't like you. Ain't nothing to it. Real one. Ain't nothing to it.
So what up, CW34?
Yes.
So?
Yes, yes.
So you chose to honor Rebel P. Jones. What was it particularly about that piece that did you want to honor him?
Basically because he's one of my favorite poets, and the fact of the matter is he chose that title, which is a title of a book by Sidney Poitier, which I own, and I've been reading that more than about 5 or 6 times. I'm like, the fact that he did that and the message that he had in it, I was like, I was honored to do that. And plus, I couldn't do the DMX type of growl and stuff that he does, so I have to do it my way.
I feel you. I feel
you. Yeah.
So, I'm glad you came. It's always a good time when you come to CW.
Well, I thank you for having me, my brother. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be back next week. It's gonna be monsters next week. It's gonna be real monsters. I'm gonna put all the ads up. It's gonna be on some ugliness. Just biting people. It's good stuff. Anyway, let me put you back in the queue, and we're gonna move forward. Thank you for participating. Hold the space. Stay on. If we can get to a second round, we will.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was C-34 Music. If you need your music remix, you need something done, you need that groovy tune behind your loom. Let's see. check out CW34. He's definitely the person to be about it. Now, going to our next caller, who's an amazing, super amazing poet, naturalist, reader of cards, teller of futures, good people, health enthusiast, yoga yogi, if I can say it like that. I hope I said it right. But all around, this ball of light, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Raven, aka Nature. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Peach.
Yes. It is OPP night, so you have your poet that you wish to honor this evening.
Yeah, so since I was young, I always used to watch Brave New Voices on YouTube. So this is Alicia Harris from Brave New Voices, and this piece is called That Girl.
Yeah. The mic is yours.
Right. We got that waiting in the clinic silence, that don't tell nobody what we did silence. And I'm so tired of being your hand for that. I'm about to dump out those weak old St. Ketchup secrets and do laundry in that silence. You like keeping it quiet, but my vagina is not your walk-in closet. You want to stuff your unmentionables through me, want a place to hang up your insecurities, want me to keep track of your hand-me-downs and Tata, waiting for every occasion to put me back behind closed doors and lock me in the darkness. Nobody knows you hold my hand, and nobody knows I call you baby, and nobody knows you write anonymous poems about me, the type you can't post on Facebook, because regardless of what you may think I'm worth or what you may think I deserve, I will never be that girl, the girl that's only allowed to make you smile when she's making you orgasm, that deja vu daydreaming waiting for her night job, that girl who's so in love she will turn her body over for your superficial touch. You hide me behind locked doors and bed sheets because if you dare reach out, then everybody would know that it was still about me. Living in your heart and in your mind, you're still wrapped up in me. My tears up, you own them. My heartstrings, you got them tied around your pencils and fingers. Yeah, you may say it's over. You may never admit that you love me, but you don't have to because the silence speaks volumes. You want to hold me in your arms, rock me to sleep, then act like you don't know me. As if the moments we spent together are some kind of down payment. As if my bedroom would lay away, and that's all you ever do is lay away. Curl up beside me, but in the morning pull up the hoodie and run the other way. I'm like that bastard child, the reason why daddy never stuck around in the first place. But for me, rejection doesn't come every other weekend. It comes when you lowered your head and passed by without speaking. And I remember there was a time you could barely take your eyes off me. I just don't understand why it's not okay for you to love me. I guess you just want me to be that girl, the one everyone wants to sleep with but no one wants to be with. That girl, only good enough for finding a suitable replacement and not trying to make up for the mistakes, but you try to convince yourself that she means everything and you want nothing to do with me. But come on, baby, she looks just like me. Read the signs, or at least the facial features, because I was your first, your only. The prototype is she's just a duplicate, and you can never make copies without first consulting the blueprint. You know what they say. You know what they say, the sequel is never better than the original. And she tries to write you stories, but you know they're only half as good. So half squinting, you only hold her half as tight as you should, because your other half is tangled between my bed sheets, and your other half is complete within my mind, soul, and body. And your other half is French-tonguing me Monday through Friday. I'm not fighting for joint cuts, because I would never be content with being your backdoor hoe, your something on the side, your something to do on those lonely nights, your closet freaking. You will never reduce me to be a stink and a whore. And though I love you, I'd rather spend every night crying alone on my bedroom floor than to ever be that girl. Happy.
Take a
What up, Razor?
What up?
Razor, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I switched the phones over because my headset broke on my phone, so I can't use it. That's why I was going in out, so I have to go through my regular phone type situation. So, yeah. So, what made you decide to have this piece? To do that to you in particular?
Well, it's always been one of my favorites. I actually memorized it in college for my creative arts class. And so I just saw this, you know, today. So I was like, oh, well, that's the piece I want to do because I just love her delivery and she's just so raw. So I've always loved that piece.
Listen, you made it your own. I truly enjoy it. And your voice is melodic, as I can say, but you're saying that even as you deliver these sharp-ass lines that can cut people, it still sounds smooth. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming through tonight. Appreciate you. All right, so I'm going to put you back in the queue. We're going to get through this. Hopefully relatively soon, and then we get through some more poetry. Are you ready to hear some more poetry?
Cool beans, I'm here for it.
All right, so I'm going to put that here. All right, and I'm going to move forward to Miss VIP. Miss VIP, are you there?
How are you?
I'm good. Miss VIP is one half of the Love Zone. She's representing in the house tonight. Come on, y'all, get you some water. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss VIP. Miss VIP, what's going on? Ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
I was trying to be quiet, please.
So you're channeling Murder, She Wrote. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to mute myself, and the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I created a new space to embrace my change. So I used power tools to blind away the grays and blues you painted there with my tears. You came straight out of my fears, manipulated me with the newness of you. You stripped off my rose-colored glasses, threw me out to the masses with no knowledge of the truth. Typical you. I dusted off the remnants of you. I don't even want your residue on my walls. Built so tall to keep the demons at bay. Try as I may, they stay. I still have memories of you, but I smothered them with the happiness of sun rays. Starting my day with gratitude, taped up corners nowhere for you to hide. There was no one here for you to subdue. I now see the ugly in you. My canvas is as good as new. I erased you. I carefully sketched out my freedom. I am in control of my own story. This is not a democracy nor a dictatorship. I run this bitch. So I created a space just to breathe and be with me. Purposeful place to plant as to elevate the oxygen surrounding me. I breathe. I burn candles and close my eyes. Reflect and realize your goodbyes were a wonderful surprise. Thank you for your absence and abandonment. Yeah, I lost my shit, but I got it back. I took the time to get to know me, to listen to her wants and desires, to watch her become something I admire. I fell in love with she, woke up to the knowledge that I don't need a ring, don't need to be attached to another being. Now I have a clean slate. I want to build memories with the time to love her because her is she and she is me. Today, I painted a portrait of my new life. I am blessed, no longer depressed. You can leave, but I will not retreat back to the person I used to be, because I have finally fallen in love with me. And that's it. That's peace.
Called unconditional love, far more than just beautiful. She added the sun to my cloudy day, too strong to ever fade away. Least it felt like that at the time, never seen her be a friend of mine. I considered her my lucky charm. She couldn't got my heart away from her. No, I try not to write a song so sad.
Hold on, calling back from the Gatsby. Gatsby, are you there? Is Gatsby?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're going to go to Murder, She Wrote. Murder, there.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you? All right, so as...
Wonderful.
There's your piece. Now, you be touching. So I'm going to meet Mom, put her back in queue, and then I'll bring you back together once you finish your piece. All right?
Okay, perfect.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I could love you for all seasons. Your words rain down like spring. That make my heart blossom, then take my hand to calm me, to take me away to places that lead me to your soft lips on my forehead, to take away the past pains, the gifts of sweet sonnets stimulate my soul, and the pleasure I feel is indescribable. The summer comes and heat waves. I knew love from an early age, yet no one ever spoke of the tribulations love could bring. As the fall comes, change made my world in a whirlwind. Knowing you'd still be there, I was content. Your arms wide open, my beacon in my sometimes dark world. The world can be so cold, like winter. But I know you'll still be there. The light of your smile, heartbeats in sync, are my gifts. You said answer is me. But my love and my reality, the answer is you. Always you. And that was Miss VIP's piece.
Wow, I got stuck. that's too low. What do you say? Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, wow. All right, got both. So, ladies, how do you feel if you need a couple of pieces?
No time for regret. Who lives in
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. It does sound different. Oh my God, Miss VIP, you did such a beautiful job. I was loving it. I was just like crying.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just like, that's me? That's my piece? It sounded so sweet.
I loved reading it. Oh my gosh. Like, I could hear your voice in my head.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the way you guys do it will be different. It's been a good experience. I've loved everything that's happening tonight, right now. And it's been rocking out. So listen, we're gonna keep moving because we got more things.
Right.
Matter of fact, I need to play a facing promo. Let me go do that. Put down the tune. Go get the facing promo real quick.
Before you get in trouble.
Because that's important. I can stop knocking myself off the scene. I think. All right. Look out, guys. And away we go. Hold on. Welcome back. This is the Hidden Radio Universe of the Real Entertainment Network. This is the Hidden Radio Show. I'm your host, Mojave. We are doing other people's poetry. We have had some amazing times that are happening. We've had all of the Hidden hosts become another one with amazing voices, amazing sounds, doing everything that they will. But from the great north, we have coming in Lady A. Lady A, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm not sure if we're supposed to do. You're exchanging with each other, or did you
it's OPP. It's other people's poetry. So you honor a poet that you like or you love or who inspires you to read that piece for now.
Okay. Yeah, I do. Pablo Neruda is a poet that I love, and I've got a piece that is by him, but it inspired me to write a piece. So I'm not sure which one you would like to hear.
Well, we would love to hear if Pablo Neruda inspired you.
Pablo Neruda,
yeah. Yeah. So
he's a Chilean poet, and he's a very romantic poet. I really love his work. And
mm-hmm.
I've got this piece, it's called Don't Go Far Off. May I?
You may.
Okay. Don't go far off, not even for a day, because I don't know how to say it. A day is long and I will be waiting for you, as in an empty station when the trains are parked off somewhere else asleep. Don't leave me. Even for an hour, because then the little drops of anguish will all run together. The smoke that roams looking for a home will drift into me, choking my lost heart. Oh, may your silhouette never dissolve on the beach. May your eyelids never flutter into the empty distance. Don't leave me for a second, my dearest, because in that moment, you'll have gone so far, I'll wander mazily over all the earth asking, Will you come back? Will you leave me here, dying? End poem. Pablo Neruda.
Amazing. I love Pablo Neruda. Actually,
he's so good, isn't he? Yeah, I teach a course.
Actually, one of my students actually took his original work and then translated it into English because they were smart like that. So, what is it about Pablo Neruda that inspires you to speak to?
I think because he's a man who is able to express his heart. He's a man who's able to express his love in such a beautiful form. Like all of his poetry, I love it. And he's truly a romantic person. And for me, the written word is very moving, and he moves me. When I read his work, it moves me a lot, and it plucks at my heart. And it's beautiful. The words are like some kind of a foreign song in my ears. And he just has such beauty to his poetry.
Okay, that's beautiful. I like that. So maybe what we're going to do is we're going to keep it moving forward. If you have the other piece when we come back around for the second round, feel free to read that. All right?
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to put you back into the queue on me. We're going to move forward. All right? And we're going to get ready for the second round. We're going to go to area code 973. 973. Area code 973. Who may I have to speak to?
Carl.
Carl?
It's Carl. Hello? Mojave? It's Carl?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, you mean?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. You should have said it was you, Carl. I can hear you now. What's up, Carl?
Yeah, my headphones are acting crazy.
I know.
Yeah,
You said what?
Well, my piece is inspired by Raven, Marte from Honey Drippers.
Okay.
It's her piece, but it's been modified for, a guy's point of view.
Okay.
Beautiful torture.
All right. Well, you go ahead, Kyle.
I light you up like a torch. Do I have you hot, scorching? I think you're coming down with a fever. Siri, get her in the ambulance to the ER. Upon arrival, you spot me. I tell you to call me God. You consent to be my patient. I want to monitor you. You're being overnight, but I want to run as many tests as I can. Like reruns of the Big Bang, I've learned if you spasm, just hold your head and keep you steady. You be hyperventilating because you wasn't ready for this dosage of vitamin D. The prescription I administrated was extremely heavy. I made you drowsy, anesthesia, eyes rolled into the back of your head, count you demanded backward. 5, 4, 3. Before I could get to 1, you squeal. My needle penetrating your soul deep, I tell you that you get 1 request. If there's anything that can make this happen, is more bearable, tell me. You say, add dialogue. But you didn't even tell you what to do. Tell you what daddy wants, because you love to be submissive. You ask me the one thing I dislike from the hospital, and I tell you, it's a mission. I take so many notes upon intake, now it's time for you. It's time for me to reread them. All I want is to hear your direction. I mean, I prefer commands. Me breathing shallow from your soft goddess hands. Look at me. I need your eyes on me all the time. Don't look down or around. Look at me. My eyes need to feel your lust. I need to express it. You can ask me anything. Understood? Yes. I'm God. I'm here to manage your breath, your lust, your slut. I mean, all my eyes are on you. I'm stuck to you like glue. Stuck with. I hear you moan. Yes, God. You want me to command your ships, battlestar this? I mean, we can have an army battlefield royale. But as I stand up, my silhouette shadow jerking over your dick coma-induced body, pick you up, your legs wrapped around my neck, your pussy leaping onto my chest, I'm soaked in your downpour. ECG machine, waves going crazy. I'll carry you through the waves, my body, your favorite ship. You sit above my shoulders, enjoy the ride, I enjoy the taste. My strong tongue strokes your clit and devours every last drip. And as I hold you up, oh my God, adios mio. Jesus was a carpenter, but this God is a plumber. Using my pipe to regulate your levels, they say it gets worse before it gets better. It's starting to make sense, as I feel extremely disabled. You would have thought I showed you the devil side of myself. The way I made you scream. The patients in the next room beeping security. My alarms sounding. I unplugged the machine. No need to call for help, my queen. This is a private surgery. It's just you and me. I know you lost track of time for a moment, but there's only a portion that's been completed. You look down. Your wound's still open, but it's pain-free. Naturally, I would dig my hands into your soul, but this pacemaker might make your heart beat. This piece is for you, not me, because I'm God. You can profess in me, make your confessions, how deeply I dig into your soul. I want you to look at me. Now let me tie you up and make sure you feel safe with me. Turn around, bend you down, forward fold, yes, yogi, you know. Arms behind your back. Enlighten your soul at the thought of my expertise on your temple. Knees hugging to your chest, ropes digging in this. Procedure is my specialty. I've won awards for it, and today, I'm using all my knowledge and practice on you. No worries, guys. When we're done, this won't be any black and blue. This is unlike any treatment you received before. Beautiful torture with atmosphere, the Lord. Next up.
Hello? Hey, Kai,
hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My headphones died.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay. So Raven inspired that piece?
So, yes. I loved her beautiful torture piece so much, and I was, like, so inspired. I was like, you know what? Since we're reading other people's pieces, I want to read yours. And then I really, like, dug into it, and I was like, you know, I'm going to change a little bit of the aspect if that's okay. You know, it's still your piece, but I don't want to take away from the art. But, yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to get Raven, put Raven in real quick. So, Raven, how'd you feel about him reading your piece, Beautiful Torture?
I thought it was dope. It's interesting hearing it from, like, a male perspective. So, but Kai's pieces are always fire, so I knew what he did.
That's what's up. I love the fact that there's so much collaboration and beauty and hearing everybody's voice and putting different energy into each other's pieces and coming out with something completely different and new, but familiar that you know. It's actually pretty amazing. So, Kyle, how'd you feel about that?
I would love to work with you.
Don't worry. Hundreds of group pieces are coming. Your group pieces are coming. Don't worry about it. Working on it. All right. So, I'm going to put y'all both back in the queue. We're going to move forward. Get ready. And then we're going to do a nice little, hopefully, we're looking like a good speed round coming up. So stay for us to get your pieces ready. You're going to come back to it and make it happen. All right, y'all ready? Hello? I hope I didn't put you out. No, I'm not on mute. All right, so okay. I'm going to put you guys back in. Yeah. I'm telling you guys to get ready for a speed round, but I'm going to put y'all back in queue. We're going to move forward, all right? So hold on.
Okay.
Now, coming up next to the microphone, hold on, let me just get this, so my background sounds ready. You know, because you got to have background sounds when you talk. You can't have no new space or anything else going on. Hopefully, y'all can hear me. Let me see. Oh, yeah. That wasn't even the piece I was trying to get. I had the wrong one. Okay. Now, I got the right one. All right. So, coming next to the microphone, the Bronx Bomber, the Harlem River Rider, Bad Man himself, Mr. Basketball, my bud, my kid, they robbed the wife, son. You don't think I'm here. One half of Get Down this evening, you know. It was not easy to have him jam back up, but he doesn't do that tonight. He not to do that. Cuzzo, you there?
I'm here, Cuzzo. Can you hear me, man?
I can hear you. I hopefully you can hear me because I had to go through my cell phone to take my handset. it took the turn for the worse. I'm gonna have to go get a handset tomorrow. This is terrible. Anyway, are you ready?
I'm always ready when it comes to you, Cuzzo.
All right. Well, listen. I'm a mute this music, and I'm a mute myself, and away you go.
This one today. You do so many things for me without being aware. You gift me love, sweeping, immutable, grand love. You console and quietly counsel me. You give me wisdom without ever disrespecting me, hurting me, distracting me. You magnify me, give me light, paired with love so my heart can eat well, harvest spirits, be bountiful in every moment, pure, concentrated, concentration, inner belief, love building and defining energy, a hum. Causing negative ills to come undone. You submit without ever having to surrender kisses that leave me tender. So I may be the ultimate expression of me via the exchange of us, the giving free. This is a moment. The acknowledgement of the slowing of the passage of time, the elimination of crime, of lonely. Just be completely. The help meet exceeded twin flame soul, all nothing impeded. We advance future for future, living eternity. In a glance, clasped hands held in a favorite song as we begin to dance. I want nothing more than the exploit and explore the deepest deepness of your kiss. Treasure the trove of your store. Know if I found the riches of a cure to take away the sickness of a demure. Alchemy changes least and long led into love most sure. You are golden. And that's that piece.
Oh, sorry, Jesus. That is, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. That's kind of weird as hell to me. Can you hear me, Cuzzo?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah. That's
That sounds it sounds crazy to me. Hold on for a second. I'm trying to pull something up. Make it work. Hold on. My speaker fold on. All right. Yeah, that sounds crazy as hell to me. That sounds really crazy to me. I don't know what to say. That's like a whole nother thing right there. Like that's nuts. All right.
I hope I was able to give it some justice.
You did more than that, sir. I can even focus on it. That just sounds crazy. But you know what? One good turn deserves another. So let's go at it this way. All right, I'm gonna mute you real quick, and I'm gonna read the piece. Are you all right? You ready?
The mic is yours.
You are the poetry. If all oceans on earth turn to ink, and the king trees turn to pens, and I could write about you forever, and never use the same word twice. Allow me to pour traditional Nubian-scented cleansing herbs over your torn hands that have been ravaged by time and unloved by hard work until the dry ashiness is faded and the moisture brings back the soft luster to your skin, which will allow the essence of true love to return to your touch. I could write about you in stanzas that would make other words jealous that they weren't looped into the conversation, ideas, hit steam, styles to your vision, and writing poems, linguistic descriptions, give life-altering wordplay in the voice of Sonia Sanchez with the patterns of caged birds singing that even Maya Angelou would approve. I sit and listen to an African medicine tribesman describe how you heal through words written in ancient dialects to give you the behaviors that linger on. I would find papyrus and dream the Nile River of the teeth, while sketching poetic artwork and hieroglyphic patterns that would be discovered in its still wet ink in undiscovered caverns that is only readable and speakable to others of African descent. I would go back in time and borrow ink from the Mississippi riverbanks and write musical escape plans for slaves that sound like Negro spirits in the fields that spoke the language of slaves. Spoke the language of slaves, homesicks and love letters, but roadmaps would stitched, lurched, patched blankets pointing to freedom, just so that plantations would be swept clean of slaves to the point there would be no escape. Slaves could ever be found. No one could ever expound about how it's done by singing a song about you. I rewrite, lift every voice and rejoice in everything poetically speaking about you until the angels stop playing harps just to read the lyrics to the song. I would use the ink from the ocean to etch the letters to you and the stars that sail to the seas that look like zodiac signs just so that you know which way to go, that I'm only talking to you as you navigate the gold in search of our love. I'd put a letter in the bottle that only you could open so that you would remind you that you found it as long as I'm the ink and you are and forever will be my poetry. Wise words from wise and son. Stay loud. Amen. So, hold on. Let me pull J. Rob back in.
That's pretty damn cool. That's pretty
cool,
damn
too.
Cool. Hearing somebody give life to your work. That's pretty damn cool.
I really like this poem. I like it. The exception of 8-year-olds that come in when you don't lock doors. That's great. That's super fantastic.
I like it.
Cool shit. So, yeah.
Thank you. You gave that piece some life, man. I really, really, really was digging that. And the piece that you gave me, I loved this joint. I read that a couple of times. That's hot.
No, your shit is amazing. I like it. That's like, but before we get into all the admiration, I have to make sure that we got to Mr. Metaphoria. So we'll come back to this in a little bit. We got some time. So cousin, your work is amazing. Love you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. All right.
My man.
I'm going to put him back on. I'm gonna turn around and go to, wait. No, that's Kai. I'm sorry. Sorry, Kai, I unmuted you double state, Kai. Hold on. I have to go to
This is Metaphoria.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah. I'm here, motherfucker. I'm late, but I'm here.
Yeah, you is. Like,
what's going down?
Oh, it went down.
I had to help my moms with some shit first, man. You know, moms come first over everything. But goddamn it, I made it. I gave you my word I'd be here, motherfucker. I'm here.
You here, motherfucker? You ready to read a poem, goddammit?
Yeah, I got one by Fan Schmeadows, as For Real the Poet would say.
Well, look, I'm going to be bumping, and the mic is yours.
All right. The Bliss and Agony of Love by Van Meadows. Whoever thought that two entities can occupy the same space, even when relative reality is displaced so much that the heart knows equal mass and matter, but it holds together so the blood doesn't spatter from a known condition called love. Yes, love. Love is compromised with both the bliss and agony of the depth of deep emotions, yet hidden in the dexterity of flesh and bone are many notions that the two are mutually exclusive. When the premonition of how they coexist are inclusive, so inclusive we search through life trying to find the one. Our matrix is filled with many soul ties that cannot be undone. However, for the very moment the flesh is fulfilled and one is no longer strong-willed, but rendered helpless to a state of unrest. Circling through this sphere of chain reactions, that tells the mind you're in love and that's bliss, or the moment of extreme agony waiting for love's true kiss, only realizing it comes and goes, just like the wind blows. So me, myself, and I never gives up hope or wondering why I become so hard and closed off to love when I'm deeply in love with love, grieving in my spirit for that unconditional that I yearn for from another fleshly being, hoping for a residual return on my romantic endeavors, giving each other favors of kisses of flavor, determined never to let each other go no matter what. No matter what happens, falling in love, no matter what, so that the love that is compromised of both bliss and agony can fight amongst themselves and write a totally new love story from the mind of Poetic. In peace.
Got it. And I'm going to give it to you. Yours, Mr.
Let me go get Metaphoria. Come back with Poet. Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
We write him.
My brother.
How did it sound to you, man?
Man, that sounded amazing, man. I couldn't have did better myself, man. I love the way he read that and just gave it so much life, man, because, you know, when you got a voice like that, man, and you reading somebody else's work, man, listen, I'm honored and humbled, man, that you put your voice to my piece. So thank you, my brother.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I'm going to have to listen to the playback to hear when you spit mine. I'm mad and pissed off that I missed it, but I'm pretty sure that your inner light skin channeled up all the powers of the LSP, and you done it excellent. You know, we got to stick together.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Really?
We had to go with the LSP movement. Is that where we're going?
LSP movement, okay, you know.
None for nothing.
They're trying to take over, man. We got to fight this shit.
That's right. We got to fight it, man. We got to fight it.
I'm not going to front. Poetically speaking, the pieces were absolutely dynamite. I really wasn't expecting that from Dave because he jokes around a lot, but he came in with a hot blade and went through that piece like it was butter and turned it out. Kudos to you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Kudos to you.
Appreciate it.
Listen, so
I appreciate
that. We got, you know, even though it's not a school night, I definitely have some things to do by 11. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick speed round and rock out with our socks out. Our gentlemen, are you ready for the speed round?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
man. Ready. Shit. Let me find something. I always want to come up with some shit right at the end.
I'm calling names. There's no music. It's pure peace. It's pure peacery. We're going to go through. We're going to start out with La Pearl La Negra. And we're going to get it going. We're going to get it popping. Just to remind everybody, this is the Tiffany Radio Universe for Career Entertainment Network. This is the Hidden Radio Show, Other People's Poetry. I am your host, Mojave. We are about to do a speed round. Prepare yourselves. Get yourselves ready. It is about to be smooth and all we can do. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I ain't got nothing to spit.
Yes, sir.
You got enough time.
I ain't got nothing to spit. All my shit.
Listen.
All my shit is long, man. I ain't got nothing. I'm finna hang up. Man.
I got something. Yes, sir, brother. You got to spit, brother. You got to spit.
Everybody, rolling through. Y'all ready?
Good.
Let's go. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. I can't hear anything.
I was on mute. It's Jim Storm.
All right, come back, Mojave. I can't hear you.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. The art is the child, birthed from the artist. Have you ever made love to a poet? His words trace the silhouettes of my thoughts, pouring out every time he speaks. I taste each syllable as they navigate my rounded hips, massaging my thighs, opening me, prompting inhalations with longing, as fingers orchestrate an exhaled symphony of moans and ecstasy rides the air. He writes his poems inside of me until my soul ends up on his lips. A sickie.
Okay. Poetic.
I have this chocolate connection. I mean, this dark chocolate religion. Meaning when I taste it, I get to praise in the Most High. Because when I make it melt in my mouth and not in my hands, she wonders why. Why must I unwrap her wrapper like that? Lose control when I make her drip like that. Dark chocolate is usually not my go-to, but it's something about her that's so beautiful that I had to taste all the sugar her mama and daddy created with her and begin to understand why she was preserved just for me, and I'm her blacksmith, but not in a traditional sense, because her dark chocolate need my nuts, and since chocolate and nuts paired together tastes great, I can begin enjoying my dessert as I eat, as I feast on all her chocolate goodness. She reminds me as she moans that she's a melanin goddess. Her dark chocolate so smoothie and creamy, with eyes and lips so dreamy, I can get lost in her ambiance. While losing my sanity in her radiance, she wears her dark chocolate like fine linen, with a sexy walk that says she's winning. When the sweetness of her voice melts in my heart, she leaves me no choice but to usher her into the presence of my God, so I can present her faultless with little resistance, and he can give his divine approval that my dark chocolate choice has created a revival within my heart. And now my dark chocolate love, praise, appreciation can start. I love you. I love you. In peace.
I'm about to start. Excuse me, my phone decided it wanted to freeze out for 1 second. Okay. I want to breathe you like eucalyptus in the shower. Stay there, enjoying your warmth and satisfaction for about an hour or more. Don't leave no hot water for anyone else because I don't like to share. So I'm going to be here until the water ain't hot no more. I don't give a damn who cares because the way you stare, the way you on me like these beaded droplets of water be, the way you make my skin red from your warmth, my muscles relax from your hydration, your penetration of heat. I be coming up with all types of creative ideas when you're inside me, like how I write these lines, manifest you till you come find me. Thoughts on you like black soap, cleansing my mind from toxicity. I be squeaky clean when I think of you. I'm lying. I be sensual. I be non-sensible. I be wanna be your little brat, your rope bunny, your submissive. I be waiting for you to give me my golden ticket, yellow light, when you show me why I chose you as my God. I be bright inside. Who turned on the light inside? Call you Edison. Your lips and your tongue be my personal medicine.
Hey, Rob.
Sunshine, blue skies. And that's in between some days that are sunny with birds that chirps and other birds that sing. I'm stuck. Drowning in the ink, I write my loves and displeasures on paper the same color as my oppressor. And yet I write in the same direction, concerned with you if you're understanding my feelings, confused by the world that is consumed with hate, yet I gravitate to the hate and I imagine that the hate has feelings, wishing to love. But it's paid too well to give up now, and I can't reason with it. It's the same hate I'm having a hard time understanding. Why a teacher told me that I was nothing, why I was told that growing up I was going to be nothing, crying myself to sleep as to why my teacher hated me, and maybe it would just be something if be better if I just died. I was a kid, and I was confused. And in that classroom up in the Bronx, I was introduced to supremacy, and yet it never got the best of me, and that's why the pen flows through me, even through gray skies and clear tears that cause red eyes. I prayed for the day where I can write about my gloom. I'm done contemplating my own doom. That's when I get to hear nothing except the whispers that you will never be loved again, and then I find that love can be found through my pen again, and then the thunder clouds sound louder than happier days have gone by when I turn that frown into a smile, when that shoe is on the other foot, asking when is it going to fit me, when did you get to be me, when you get to judge me, when you get to see something that's not on my skin, when you get to choke Cupid by the arrow, when is life going to be so fair, when is all this shit going to be over, because goddamn, we've been going through it for a long time, and I just begin to wander these city streets, chasing raindrops that just seem to make its way through blue skies. Except for those days when I think there'll always be poetry. Because even while I may be confused on this ball, I just wish there would rain, finding ways to ease the pain, because then my pain would merge with water, turn into ink, and I would write a river of hope. Holding on by a string, just grabbing my book of broken promises, letting everybody know we back at this shit tomorrow. I'ma holler at you. That's that piece.
T-Double 34.
Wrapped around my finger, thirsty females, it stings, doesn't it? You keep overlooking on my finger the cylindrical object that signifies my marriage dedication as you switch the topic. while you follow me down alleyways and streets, trying to keep me within your optics. But even if I was doggish, you still wouldn't be an option, so stop it. You could show up with a facelift, a tummy tuck, butt implants, and go topless. And maybe I look out of curiosity and still say you don't got this. Sorry, but you have mistaken me for Fernando, because, darling, you don't look marvelous. I went downtown to get a restraining order against you to keep you from stalking. If I was NFL quarterback bust Ryan Leaf, I'd say knock it off and don't talk to me, because you've been doing this for 2 years now. I'd rather be with someone gothic. I'm running faster than Usain Bolt smoking ganja with that cheating Ben Johnson. I need to sleep away this nightmare. Prescribe me drugs. Not you, Conrad Murray. Ben Carson. Better yet, I'll pump up my own testosterone where she'll like it too. Thinking I'm Frank Thomas. Ah, that's much better. I'm starting to feel kind of drowsy. Wait a minute. I better wake up before I lose my breath. I hope she doesn't put her mouth here while I'm knocked out. God, be my cowgun and take me away in cremated ashes and not a coffin, because she might find a way to resurrect me and break the box with a locksmith. Don't need a defibrillator. Her face would be the shocker. Can't run to D.C. because she'd marvel at the comics who'd called Dikembe Mutombo after I described her as a basketball. Please block her. And wave his finger saying, no, 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 sounding like Cookie Monster. Coast to coast from L.A. to Chicago, don't need a forehead as wide as Sade performing in Houston to see. We got a problem. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. The fact is, I don't want her. These are the last words I'll utter on the stage as I might drop and say I'm in peace.
We connect. It is more than sex. It is the way I fall into the ocean of your eyes, the way clouds move across skies, how the fear of wind pushes the muscles of my cheeks to grin, and how I stare removes everyone from within our glare. It is just you and I standing here. You are water and air, and before your sight, I am there. You pour into me your sight, intention, love, light, so I may see you clear in the darkest night. I pour into you bright, invention, love, might to cover you. Into my arms I hold tight. Our bodies are marionettes to what we get, acting on spirit, giving all to let our souls intersect and collect in actions of sex. These lips get the action of soul sweat, connect, access the blessing of our undressing, spirit unfolding the lessons of pleasure. Spirit raising the temperature, heat generating from bodies, the sweet measure, the strings of us pulling into each other, moving beneath covers. We choose the efforts of lovers and make each other sin. Lady A.
Hi. I'm going to read one that I had that was inspired by Pablo Neruda, and I've called it I Will Travel. Each hour of the day is like a season, each minute waiting, excruciating, as a wife waits in the widow's walk for his return. If you leave, even briefly, tears of anguish will flow into the sea, then drown me in the deep. My eyes searching in the salty depths. Never leave me, my darling. May your shadowed shape remain in my sight, always and forever. Never leave me. Should you leave, I will travel the earth crying. Come back. Come back. I'm dying. End quote.
Eventually, Johnny.
art is subjective, suggestive, limitless, beyond should be like this, is more of the same, a preference of socially distanced audiences, stray thoughts framed, adorned in conformity. Art is abstract and blurred lines, thought in motion shifting within time, inherently soft and jarring, barring none, essentially true. In peace.
Mr. Metaphoria.
In words, there's power. Silent lips are powerless, so I spit for those who never made the powerless. See, within us, they're all differences, divided by differences, but the difference is I see no differences, so tell me what the difference is between us. Some act like light has never seen us, and light tends to deem us useless, but in an attempt to redeem us, we use this poetry. We extend lifelines through lifelines. We spit in rhymes to connect mind to mind. Powerhouses, rhyme blazers, so hook the haters. Just call me Frazier because, nigga, I kill Ali. That's funny. I kill Ali. Poetry. Hieroglyphics, we etch on metaphoric walls for all to see who all can be, who all can be who they can be when they believe. Messages sent upon wings of winds that ensure there's no need to pretend to be anyone else, for within us self-wealth resides. Poetry. I am poetry. Leaving words in eternal sands of hope, in hopes of life in the future will understand or at least notice me. I am poetry. In peace.
King Tom.
Hey, can you do what they say you can do in your poetry? Hold on. Let me find the proper ingredients for the spell. This is potion number 9. When I grab the rope, you like to jump. And no, I don't mean double dutch. I nicknamed you Rope Bunny because I tied this rope around your feet. Your heart skips a beat. Wonder if I'm about to punish you or run reruns of Fight Night around 12 on repeat. How you gonna call me daddy and be vanilla? Ooh. You like to listen only when I give you commands. So grab this dick and spit on me. Turn that ass around and bounce on the stick. Give the world an applause. Heard around every corner, all the bends and dips of your curves. Melt into your silky cuticles. While your man got a ring on your finger, carving you out like the Last Supper. Got your pussy marrying my tongue. They do say a good home starts at the root. Taking the role of your was-been, licking the crevices and everlasting food supply, deep enough to spark your chocolate. He wonders where you got your Honda car from. I guess I'd be sending hints. I'm not the pizza guy, but I am saved as FBI agent. I'm not building no relationship, so this time this Bob can't fix it. But my specialty isn't plumbing. Trying to tell you there's a hole in the car. Who will let me use her mind to make me blast comments to our solar system? She was a lovely swallower. Oops, I mean cum stained flower. My own personal Venus cum trap. As appetizing as that may be, I don't want that. I kind of learned from Nick to tell it is D to my lady, breaking down walls when the house needs to be aired out with my dick in her mouth. When I molded her clay body around me, her soul rooting deeply into her body, as I pull on her soul harness to bring her into my void of love energy, I'm toxic for her health. But you think I just want her for my pleasure? Well, I do, because her pleasures are my pleasures. So I tell you, I bend her over, spank her on the ass, make it clap, sounding like a Kit Kat. I bite into her neck, caress her chest, sacrifice my snake for this American pie, said she's the apple of my eye, fruits of plenty, nourishing, doing things that makes her soul cry. When I leave her, doing the things I do in my poetry, the pussy whisperer making sweet love with my flower lotus bomb eating poetry.
Okay. Gina Storm.
Food for your soul. Boys will hit a window for fast food, relationships or drive-through. A grown man wants to be satisfied. His entire appetite, he's not afraid of or going to hide. Junk has a place, but you have to take everything in moderation and stride. A man wants to be fed and to get full. Eye candy is fine and dandy, but not always a meal. Main dish or a wife for life, she will make. A man won't waste time, won't hesitate. He'll wait for a meal with courses that are filling, soulful sisters who are willing. A marriage would be the beginning. Happily ever after is how this story ends. A lifetime as satisfied best friends. No snacks, foolishness, headaches, heartaches, or breakups. Just loving with no interruption. No settling, no compromise. Love and loyalty will be the end prize. I'm a soul food dinner. He put a ring on it and make me his wife. It's the end of this story for me. Upgrade yourself, ladies. No more eye candy. You too can be food that fills that role. His soul, and make this king whole. In peace.
Yes, yes, and that ends our speed round. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating. It has been a wonderful night. I am opening up all the mics so everybody can
absolutely
talk.
Absolutely.
You know, we only got a couple more minutes till the blog talk list comes in here. That says some bad things. Special shout out to T. LaShaw for maintaining the event page, keeping everybody up on it, making sure everybody understands and hears everything that's going on. Shout out to you, T. LaShaw. Your mic is open. Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Yes, yes.
No problem, guys. I'm sorry. I'm still messing up on what Dave said. My bad.
Yeah, well, where did Dave go? Did Dave dip out?
Dave left.
Yeah, he said he was
hanging out. How'd you feel in this installment of Open Sea of Southern Poetry and sounding out with different, man, I don't even know. I felt some kind of way.
Oh,
I ain't gonna... People were amazing pieces. Y'all was just doing stuff. People were battling people. It was dope. Razor came through
yeah.
his piece. Rocked out with that. Kai came through. Yo, listen, this is what it's all about.
Yeah. Everyone did a beautiful job tonight.
Absolutely. Y'all did the damn thing, man. I saw all them pieces. Oh, man. Y'all did an awesome job.
Everybody's mic is open, so y'all can just talk. So, you know. How about
I'm just laughing at the commentary inbox. Shit. Y'all crazy.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm still trying to breathe on that.
Okay, you got his mic. Although, what you call it? Who else is there?
I don't know what she's laughing at. But y'all know I'm silly.
No. So anybody, what was the most surprising voice this evening that you heard? That sounded real, like it just sounded like just not like them. Like you heard that piece, you was like, holy mackerel, this sounds crazy.
All of them.
Come on, we got
everybody.
Because you know, I'm gonna end on the dot because I have some things to do. Tomorrow's a big day, but I want to make sure that everybody was heard and everybody has a chance to really come through. It was an amazing night. I know the playback's gonna be crazy, but. This is our first time experimenting here on Epiphany. We have doing some different stuff, changing things around. Man, what you got to say about it?
Dynamic, man. This was a great show, man. It was just hearing other people's poetry done in their own, you know, in their style, in their cadence. Just brought something different to each piece. It was amazing. Great show, man. Great show. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some more experimentation. Anybody else? Gina, how'd you feel about the show?
She's mutating.
Oh, snap. Of course I was. My bad. I'm so glad I got in under the wire. My grandchildren had just left, so I didn't even think I was going to get in queue, let alone get to spit. So I appreciate y'all, and it's just been amazing. I love to hear other people's poetry read by different poets. It's my jam, so I'm glad I made it. Thank you.
That's what's up. So we're about to go off on the air. Thank y'all for everybody who's coming out for this evening. Tomorrow is the Love Zone. with the Pearl and Negra. And who, the Pearl?
Essentially, Janice.
I'm here.
Yes. She did such an awesome job with me last night. She had my back. I had no choice but to ask her.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining me. Yes, I appreciate you too.
Y'all have definitely made my day. This is creatively, artistically one of the things that I actually love to see happen, love to see people get together and do amazing things and really hear each other out, because everybody's different. It's actually pretty amazing to see everybody come together and really take this on and do it and come off. Like, J-Rob made me sound like, I don't even know what to say. It sounded crazy to me. I was like, really? I just felt weirded me out, but just a little bit. maybe because, you know, you're your own worst critic, but I hate to say it, the exchange between Van and Metaphoria, nutty. The exchange between Johnny and La Perla Negra, crazy, you know. And then it's always good to see how Kai picks up on things and how people write better than me. Amazing stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, Smalls, wait, Van, do you want to do the run through? Because I know you're not here, but you know, I always love when you can do it. So we
No. I'm here this week, bro. I don't start vacation until officially Thursday. But here's the rundown for the week. Join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your hosts, La Perla Negra and Essentially Janice. Thursday night, y'all, it will be the Get Down. Before I go on vacation, it will be J-Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. Details about the show will be coming forth soon. Friday night is the Renaissance Poetry.
I'm sorry.
Saturday night, y'all, Renaissance Poetry Friday night is with Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration. Monday night, the Soul Cafe with For Real, the Poet Douglas, Essentially Janice, and La Perla Negra. And then we're right back here for Tuesday for Hidden War Council, Honey Dripper, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and all that good stuff. You know, other people's poetry. Whatever Javi feels like. Back to you, Javi.
So we're gonna standardizing from April on. We standardizing. You're gonna get one show per each week. We're gonna know what the show is. We're gonna put it on a nice little calendar. Everybody gets to know what's happening. But I will tell you that next week is Flash Week. It is going to be monstrous, crazy, fucking shit. E Baby Comb, Al Tariq, aka Saint Sankofa, Mr. B Rock, Black Rim, and everybody else. We throw in the kitchen sink at everybody. We're like, fuck it. That's you might as well call it the Fly Speak and be like Fly Speak number 5. Fuck it. Because we're after 11, so I'm pressing. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. Thank you for blessing the stage. Thank you for sharing your work. Thank you for coming into the space, being with us in the space, keeping peace in the space, holding the space, and maintaining the space with your art, your energy, your intentions, your love, your energy. We appreciate you. This is your Epiphany Radio Universe. Also, For Real Entertainment Network. This is the Hidden Radio Show. This is Other People's Poetry. Check us out on the playback. Make sure you check us out for every day of the week. We have your poetry news. This is your poetry outlet. Thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. Peace.